For many years, Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center in southern Colorado paid homage to Kit Carson, a frontiersman and U.S. Army officer who is well known for leading campaigns against Native Americans in the region. But recently, a new exhibit took center stage there, telling a completely different story. Unsilenced Indigenous Enslavement in Southern Colorado incorporates photos and large replicas of census forms showing slaves and their owners, among other media. The person behind the exhibit is Chip Thomas, an artist who's been a family physician on the Navajo Nation for many years. I spoke with him recently and asked how he describes Unsilenced, which takes on a very big subject with a big display.
Yeah, well, I think of it as, I guess that's an unsilencing of an exposure of a part of the history of the United States, more so in the Southwest, that's been obscured for a long time. There was a book that came out by Andreas Resendez called The Other Slavery. Most people, when they think of enslavement in the United States, think of African slavery, but actually Native slavery pre and post dates African slavery. And this exhibition looks at that.
Why was it important to you to have this exhibit where it is at the Museum and Cultural Center at Fort Garland?
Well, yeah. So I was actually invited to do this exhibition. Fort Garland was used as a fort. It was built in 1858 during the time of westward expansion, about the time the Colorado Gold Rush started happening. So there was a lot of expansion of settlers from the east west, encroaching on land of the Ute, the Comanche, the Jicarilla, Apache, the Navajo, Diné. So this fort is an historical site, and it functioned as a fort until the late 1880s. And then it started functioning as a museum in the early 1950s. And it's interesting that for 69 years, one of the exhibitions at Fort Garland was on the life and times of Kit Carson, who was a commander at this fort.
And it seems like there's a significance in the fact that Kit Carson had a role at this fort, because when you look a little more deeply into his story, it doesn't seem all that flattering, especially when it comes to his role in this slavery.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, so... Yeah, he, as are so many figures in history, Kit Carson is a complicated man. He, led the campaign against the Diné starting in 1864, driving thousands of people to an internment camp in the southern part of New Mexico. But ironically, you know, Kit Carson had two Native wives, and his last wife was of Mexican descent. But he too actually had an enslaved Native person who was Navajo by the name of Juan Carson. But yeah, very complicated figure.
Can you describe for us what the slavery of Native Americans looked like back at that time? Like, is it kind of what we think about when we think about the slavery of African Americans being brought to this country?
No, actually it's quite different. In that the roles for people who were enslaved were very different. African enslavement involved a lot of work in fields, and you know, with brutal oppression and retaliation for people who were involved in doing this work. In the Southwest, the enslavement of Native people actually focused more on chores around the home, domestic work. And there was an emphasis, like African slavery focused on the purchase of men. Native enslavement focused on the purchase of Native women and children, who actually would sell for 1.5 times more than Native men.
Why is this story so important to you personally?
That's a good question. Give me a moment.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, so as a person of African descent who, is also racially mixed, I'm from North Carolina originally, but I'm a sixth a 16th Irish, a 16th Lundy, which is a small band of Native people on the coast of North Carolina. You know, the history of oppression as part of the legacy of the United States has been fascinating. And certainly living on the Navajo Nation for the past 34 years and learning some of this history and seeing how it relates to my upbringing and my ancestry is something I was attracted to.
Now, you are also somebody who has practiced medicine on the Navajo Nation for many, many years. I'm wondering if, based on your medical work there, like, do you still see vestiges or impacts from this enslavement period in the work that you're doing today in the communities that you're serving today?
Well, you know, one of the things people talk about, especially with the Native communities, is intergenerational trauma and, you know, how that is manifest now. You know, is the trauma that cultures have absorbed over time and the expressions that they have now. So yeah, I mean, we certainly see examples of that. One of the other things that I'm aware of and see and or read about here within Indian country is, you know, I mentioned that with Native slavery, there was an emphasis on Native women who were also used for sex work in this way. And an extension of that presently, I think, is the MMIW, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, phenomenon that unfortunately has happened where Native women are still fetishized and mistreated.
So what do you hope that folks who see your exhibit will take away from it?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been hearing from several people who have seen the exhibit that, you know, this was a part of our history that people weren't aware of and, you know, didn't know that Native enslavement was as widely practiced as it was. So I just anything to bring more awareness to the situation and perhaps create more empathy and understanding amongst people.
Chip Thomas is an artist and family physician on the Navajo Nation. His exhibit, Unsilenced, Indigenous Enslavement in Southern Colorado, is on display at the Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center in Colorado.